stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's youth alternative with a meme there, Zach, our good guest from last week.
I recognise that voice anywhere.
Just uploaded the video today, actually, of their performance. So that should be buffering away for everyone to enjoy. YouTube, just search the Josh and Zachary Radio Show and you can find all the information there and catch their performance and everyone else's performance from the shows gone by. Zach, it'd be remiss of us not to talk about the, what would you call it? Not a tragedy? Maybe a lucky
thing
escape?
That happened.
An a current affair. so a topical piece of radio.
Hey.
It's Mick Fanning.
Mick Fanning.
Pro surfer. Australian legend. Aussie
getting
legend.
Confused with the singer.
Bernard Fanning.
Yeah. Are they related?
I don't know. Maybe we organise an interview. Maybe we could have asked him.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't be offended. And while we're talking to you, Mick Fanning, we haven't done our research. You any relation to Bernard Fanning?
Where are you going, Mick?
Not even hanging up, just putting it down and walking away.
Just shaking his head. Like, ugh.
Buying a new SIM card.
Could have talked to Hamish and Andy, but I chose these guys. I mean, a lucky escape is over there in South Africa. Some say shark territory.
Yeah.
Great white of the persuasions. And he's sitting there waiting for a wave or something. I'm not sure how surfing works. Mm. Shark sneaks up behind him. Hello, mate. Hey, Mick, how you doing?
Imagine how many people holding an exotic bet would have got a big payout from this event.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
What about I bet a surfer punches a shark in the back. You're crazy. I'll give you 1 to 1 billion odds.
I mean, a great white shark snuck up behind him and tried to take a bite out of him, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. That's what he's saying. I'd say the same if I'd assaulted an endangered species as well. You stepped on a mussel. Yeah, it was trying to bite me.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. He did, quote unquote, punch a shark in the back. We've got the audio here. Let's have a listen.
Did you get a couple punches in?
I punched it in the back.
I mean, he just sounds chuffed with himself, doesn't
he? Yeah, no, he does.
He's like, I punched him in the back with a chuckle. I mean, do you wait?
I mean, I would feel so jacked up.
You would.
After punching a great white shark in the back.
I mean, I know. I mean, instinctly, if I was to punch an animal, the back is not something I would go for. It's always the head or the stomach.
Throat. But with a shark, the eye or the nose.
I mean, it is one big throat, though, isn't it? It's got a face and it just goes down from there. No real limbs or anything. You can't really put it in a headlock. You don't know really where to begin. I mean, I feel bad for the shark, to be perfectly honest. I mean, the shark kind of, like I said, he sneaks
up behind. He would have swam away pretty sheepishly, breaking away from the other shark. So I'm going to go say good day to this surfer. What happened?
Do you think this is an isolated incident, though? I mean, Mick Fanning, like we said, took the opportunity. He was getting attacked by a shark.
He reacted violently.
And he said, take this shark. Whoops, there's a punch in the back for you. Take that back to your friends. And he went, oh, okay, I will. I mean, the shark kind of left, like you said, sheepishly.
Mm.
And I thought this might have been an isolated incident. He panicked in the moment. He swung punches. He just connected with the shark's back. Seems too calculated to me.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. He operated on instinct alone.
Yeah.
And if his instinct in that scenario was to punch...
Yep.
I can only imagine what it would be in other scenarios.
Well, we know that he came home straight after this. Came home to be with his family and all the rest of it. I took this opportunity to sneak into his house, Mick Fanning's house, drop a couple of mics down, and just thought, look, if I catch something, I catch something. If I don't, no harm, no foul. I can claim those mics on tax anyway. What I found, Zach, was truly disturbing.
Okay.
And I want to play a bit of audio for you. And to the listeners, if you've got kids in the car, I want you to maybe turn
to
them.
Don't encourage people to tune out.
No, turn to them and say, kids, I'm not turning the radio off. Grow up.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the first installment of what I picked up.
Good afternoon, sir. Have you got a moment in your time to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ? Me back, God help me.
So there you go, a Jehovah's Witness.
A man of the Lord, no less.
Yeah, he took one... He didn't even... Can I have a word, a moment of your time to speak about the Lord? And then...
Simple no would have sufficed.
Mick just wound up and let it rip and copped that poor guy right in the back. I'd like to say that was the last I got of it. Unfortunately, it is not. One of the mics I dropped it onto his jacket, a lapel mic, onto Mick Fanning's favourite jacket.
Very difficult thing. It was to very get the difficult. Lapel mic on.
Very difficult. I had to do it while he was sleeping.
I'm impressed.
But what I found, Zach, like I said, this is. I mean, he punched a grown man in the back. He punched a great white shark in the back. You think it would end there?
For some reason, I don't.
Let's have a listen.
Hi, Mr. Mick Fanning. I'm a huge fan. Can I get an autograph, please? Ah, my back!
He punched Mickey Mouse in the back.
Oh, my God. It's funny when it happens to a great white. Yeah. It's not funny when it happens to a Jehovah's Witness or Mickey Mouse.
Nah, definitely not. And that's impression of the week as well for everyone to enjoy. It's the Josh and Zach Show. We'll be back straight after this.
Listening
to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach?
Certainly is, mate.
Zach, am I to believe that you were attacked this weekend?
Oh.
By, I mean, not exactly as much as poor old Mick Fanning got attacked.
Wasn't attacked by the king of the ocean.
No.
So much as I was attacked by the king of the garden.
A bloody snail. He slimed all over.
Wrong again.
attacked by the king of the garden.
An arachnid, Josh.
Oh, eight legs.
Eight legs. What's that narrow it down to? Obviously, it's going to be a spider. If you didn't get that, you're a fool. Wouldn't be an octopus because I don't believe they're arachnids.
And they're the king. They're the they're not the kings of the ocean, but they're up there in the monarchy.
Minister of Interior. I would put them. They're very intelligent.
Yeah, they are. They're very very switched on. That's my scientific thesis on octopuses or octopi, as
Josh,
the case may be.
I was bitten by a spider, no less, while I slept in the dead of night.
Like we said, Mick Fanning didn't exactly get bitten by a shark.
No.
But you got bitten by a spider. Where's your bloody...
Where's my 5 minutes on a current affair?
But yeah, I don't see you in the front page of the Daily Mail.
I think I kicked him in the back. Must be why he bit me.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's youth alternative. Thank you, Zach. Zach, we've bloody done it. We've, well, not so much us, you and I, but I reckon we probably had a hand in it. We probably spurred them on.
We've discussed this pretty frequently. So someone's obviously listened, gone, hang on a tick. These boys are onto something.
Let's get off our asses and try to sort this out for them.
Yeah.
It's a new planet.
It's a new planet.
We can't take all the credit. NASA did a bit of work.
Yeah. No. We mostly pointed them in the direction. We said, you know what? That planet work finding you're doing, yeah. Keep that up.
Well, the thing
more
is,
of it, if anything.
The head of NASA, NASA's president, he came to me actually, and he said, "Oh, mate, I have no idea where to start looking for these planets."
I just pointed up.
I looked at it and went, and pointed right up. But yeah, we've done it. They've called it Kepler 452b.
See, stop naming them Kepler because it's going to get confusing in the future.
And hang on a sec, before we continue, they've done this week.
Yeah.
Now I've got to point that out because during the meeting on Saturday. Some of the guys turned to us and they said, Josh and Zach, you are the best show by far. But they said, if we could give you one piece of advice, more topical subjects.
Yeah.
So for that, we have to play this now. We've listened to them and we've went, well, we'll take it on board.
Yeah. Oh, you want topical?
Okay.
We'll give you bloody topical.
Is this topical enough for you?
Topical radio.
Topical radio.
So now we're doing topical radio.
Because the jingle said so.
The jingle said so and so did the president of Switch.
Yeah.
So like we said, NASA, they said that they found a new planet. They've called it Kepler 452b.
Again, it's going to get confusing.
Well, it's very confusing.
They keep calling all these planets Kepler, then a random assortment of numbers and letters.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen when you try and post a letter to one of these planets?
Oh,
and man. It ends up, you know, 70 light years away.
It's hard enough trying to remember where I live.
Nana's going
to
die before you get her birthday card to her. And she was only 6 at the time.
You've looked at me and you said, can I bring this to the show? Mm. And I said, what, the whistle? And you went, yeah. And I went, all right.
Yeah,
got why nothing not? Else to do. I mean, nothing else other than this.
It's Josh and Zachary's.
Josh and Zachary. I came in like a river ball. I've never laughed so hard before.
Back by popular demand.
It is back by popular demand.
It is. Like
Riffable. I mean, everyone loves it. I mean, explain it for the people who've never heard of Riffable.
Well, Riffable started as basically a way to freestyle jokes.
Yeah.
You know how rappers will freestyle, but in this version, basically, you'd throw out an item. You'd say, you know, staples.
Whoa, okay. And then you have to make a joke about a staple.
You've thrown the riffle ball to you. Yep. Staples. I've got it. That's the riffle ball. Make a joke.
That's part of a staple diet.
All right, then throw the riffle ball to me.
Riffle ball's back to you.
We're not officially doing it. That's not an official one. But I'd make a joke about staples and it would be funny.
Because a lot of people, yeah, really funny.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they go, oh, okay, you know, these guys, oh, yeah, they're hilarious.
But they obviously pre-prepare.
Yeah, they've got writers, whatever. Yeah. You know,
we don't.
Well, hang on, David Letterman isn't on anymore, so they've obviously employed their... Oh, they're probably doing it for the love of it because we're just such lovable guys. And they're going, well, that's how these guys are throwing these zingers out left, right and centre. So we thought, bugger it, we'll think up Riffable.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you guys as an audience, the Brisbane listeners and our interstate listeners, they go, oh, okay, they are great.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are. And they know that.
And that's what we've experienced since introducing Riffable.
I mean, we stopped Riffable because... our genius got too high in our own head.
Well, actually, obscuring. We were approached by a couple
big wigs,
couple media corporations, and they said, "Boys, look, mm-hmm. we love what you're doing.
Yeah,
we love this riffable concept, but mm-hmm. you're going to take all the focus.
You're making everyone else look bad.
You're going to take the focus off us. We need to make money as well. Let's all enjoy a piece of the pie. Let's not upset the cart. You boys start doing riffable. Next thing, some other community station starts doing something great.
Yep."
And it's all over.
Next thing you know, Kerry Packer's he's begging for cashews at the side of the street.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at one point we were approached and they said, we would like to buy Riffable off you. And they gave us a seven-figure.
Simply said, not for sale.
We went, not for sale. And in fact, it's so not for sale, we're not even going to do it anymore. And they went, you can't do that. You can't bloody do that. And he said, watch us. That's what we did. And so we used to do Riffable with Word of the Day. Yeah. And just singing words back and forth, making a funny word, throwing a pun in here and there for the, you know, if you're feeling lazy or whatever. Last week we did headlines, news headlines.
Yeah.
This week, Zach, I want to go a little bit different. I want to do funny names of towns.
Okay.
So this way, we're riffaballing over every aspect of everything. We're just going, oh, okay, we'll riffaball over that. We'll riffaball over that. We'll riffaball over this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, with your permission, when you're feeling up to it.
I'm always up for riffable, Josh.
See, that was a test. That was a test and you bloody well passed. Should we start the riffable clock? One minute on the clock, I would love you to. And I'll read out some names. You start riffing, I'll start riffing.
All right, we'll try and make some jokes out of some names. I've never heard these names before.
No, Brisbane, hold on to your ears. It's riffable time.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Time starts... now, Zach, Bell End.
That writes itself.
Bong County.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that writes itself as well.
I'll have to blaze off over there.
Oh, okay, yeah, you want to do some of that.
There's a place called Blow Me Down.
Blow Me Down, I'd love to visit that place.
Maybe the Big Bad Wolf used to live there.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. Three guinea pigs. Guinea pigs? Move on.
Big Beaver.
I dated a girl from Big Beaver once.
What about this one? Bitchfield.
Oh. No? I don't know. Yeah, nah. Go on.
Climax. Town there in England.
Oh, I've never reached that. I went on a road trip with my girlfriend there. Well, she never made it.
It's a town called Dildo. Disappointment Island. Place called Happy Adventure. Maybe from Japan.
Hey.
Hell's Kitchen. Who lives there, Zach?
Gordon Ramsay.
There you go. That's it. That's how we round out.
That's a lot of town jokes in... well, by my count, too. And a lot of town names. Nonetheless.
And that's how you do Riffable.
Want more of the good stuff? Stick around. The music starts again in 60 seconds.
Switch.
Josh and Zach, rounding out your weekend, Switch 1197 is Brisbane's youth alternative. And if you just missed it, Riffable has been reborn and it's here to stay, ladies and gentlemen. So strap yourselves in every Sunday at Riffable and she's here to stay.
Couldn't be happier about it.
But what aren't you happy about, Zach?
Josh, I'm not happy about wars.
Oh, I hate wars.
You got your war on terror.
Yeah. Well.
You got your war on drugs. War on feral cats.
War on feral cats.
Yeah, the feral cats, they got to go.
What about normal cats?
No, they're all right.
Normal cats can stay.
The Medigliana from the ferals would be quaking in his boots right now. They want to see 2 million of them culled.
But from where? I don't know of 2 million cats.
Neither do I. I struggle to see where they're getting this 2 million number from. But people do studies, they work out these numbers and they go, you know what, I'm not going to be happy till 2 million cat skulls are in my closet.
Like the catacombs.
By 2020, no less, though.
Oh, so they got a bit of time.
They got the Cats are going to be shoring up the numbers. You've given them the heads up.
Yeah, it'll kind of be like, okay, everyone get together. It'll be like a big family planning process for the Cats. Like, oh, I'm going to think about having a litter. No, you're not, mate.
Do you think at any point the Cats will become aware, these feral cats will become aware that there's a war on them?
It's pretty hard to miss a war when it's happening in your own backyard. But I think, do I think the Cats will cotton on? And I guess the question you're leading into is, will they fight back?
Yeah.
And I think this reporter says yes.
Is it time for everyone in Brisbane to panic?
They're basically
saying a lot of species are going extinct.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
It is.
And we're pointing our bloody fingers at these feral cats.
Well, the thing is, you can't really blame it all on the feral cats. No. Because
aren't shoveling coal into into fires to power houses. I mean, and if they are, then leave them alone. They're contributing to the economy I'd never imagined.
I've never seen a cat driving a flatbed truck down the curb with this deforestation logs on the back. We can't blame the cats for everything.
Tipping tablespoon of salt into the river to poison the mussels that are going extinct.
I mean, cats do love to fish.
They do.
So maybe there's some grounds on
that. But the animals that the cats are making extinct would be something like
But it's domestic cats as well.
Yeah, they do. They do a lot of harm as well, I guess.
You know, if you let your cat out and he eyeballs a possum, then it's on for young and old. But the thing is, and I've always said this, possums are about the size of cats.
Yeah, so it's fair game.
Yeah, it's like if the cat was attacking like smaller objects or animals,
like an endangered frog.
Yeah, or like
then you'd probably intervene.
Yeah, then I'd be like, none of that. And I'd kind of put my hand out and say, sorry, puss, back away. This is not your fight. And he would say, I'd say, go out there and get one of those possums that I see walking around the power lines.
I like to imagine the feral cats as like the guerrilla army. And what you'll end up with is a bunch of domestic cats being indoctrinated to join the ferals.
So you're saying, I've got
and some grand cat ripping up their passports. Going, you're not coming back.
So you're saying if I'm sitting at home, I've got a cat, of course, yeah. Gordon.
If it starts reading the history of war, maybe think about intervening.